council meeting for Tuesday, September 12th, 2017 is now called to order. I'd like to welcome everyone this morning. Councilor Gil Johnson is unable to attend this morning, and the record should show note that he is unable to attend. We have one addition to the agenda today. It's an in-camera item under 16.5. It is a property matter, MGA 22/2A. Are there any other changes to the agenda today? It is in camera, 16.5, property matter, MGA 22/2A. Good morning. A motion to approve the amended agenda would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Mayor McLeod. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand, please. It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We do not have any presentations this morning. Are there any petitions to be tabled this morning? Second call for petitions today. Third and final call for petitions. Hearing none, we have no petitions to table today. We are now down to 5.0, public question comment session. Any member of the public gallery who would like to comment has 5 minutes. If they so need it, please state your name and address.
John Robinson, College Street, Liverpool. Glad to be back again. Under 9.2, the bylaw there with respect to places for smoking, and I realize the new bylaw is looking at taking into consideration the cannabis, which will be coming on the agenda later on as far as the government is concerned. A comment there that mentions that no smoking within 4 meters of a opening to a public place and so on, that would be roughly 12 feet or so. My only comment is there, I thought it was 20 feet, but in the old one, but it might be wrong. My only concern there is a lot of times you'll notice that these public places, people will get out of their car like a Tim Hortons or McDonald's or somewhere, and they'll stand there and make a very close to the door, and it's a cigarette, and then they'll throw it down on the parking lot there and let it burn, let it finish out. But the thing is, that's within that period of time. But is there any policing for that? Because it happens all the time. I just use that one as an example, but I see it in a lot of cases.
Our bylaw enforcement officer would enforce the municipal bylaws, but of course can't be everywhere all the time, as you know.
That's right. I understand that. Thank you. And the sale of the Brookfield Hall there, and I think you're looking at a value of, or selling it for $4,000. I was wondering, was there, and I realize it's surplus property, was there an appraisal done or an assessment of that? Is that a fair market value for that particular property?
CAO, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, we were able to use an appraisal of some comparable properties and apply that to that.
Great. And I realize it's certainly surplus, and it's probably not in the best of condition, I don't think. I haven't been by there lately, but I didn't think so. The other thing, under the planning strategy 13.3, there's going to be a change there, and I understand the planner will be outlining that over in Caledonia, the commercial area around the corner there, I call it. And it was residential somewhere up there, so it's all going to be C2 now, commercial. But I noticed in the, and looking at the old map there that was shown, some of it was under C anyway, which would have been commercial, is that correct?
The future land use was designated as commercial, but the area was
actually residential.
As residential.
Okay. But now the whole thing, as I understand, will be commercial, that's correct. Okay. If I lose up yet, just one other thing. Under 13.4, the community transit, it looks as though that you're recommending hiring a consultant for $11,000 some dollars to put a plan together for the project. Is that correct?
Yes, there will be some more discussion on that today as we work through that.
Okay, very good. And lastly, I'd just like to mention to the CAO, I understand that he will be departing from here in the next while. And taking on a new position next door, I guess, down in Bridgewater. And I just like to wish you well with that from the CEO. And I'm not going to be applying for the job. Thank you.
Thank you, Leon. Any other member of the gallery?
Hi, my name is Renee LeBlanc. I currently work for Mental Health and Addictions, so I live
in Bridgewater. But I just wanted to comment positively to the inclusion of the bylaw respecting smoke-free places, including the cannabis piece. So that's why I'm here, and I'm really pleased to see this. You're taking the initiative on this.
Thank you very much. So we have listened to the public gallery this morning. We'll move on to 6.0, approval of minutes. Under 6.1, we have approval of minutes for the regular council, August 22nd, 2017. The motion would be in order. Moved by Councilor Mews, seconded by Councilor Frelich. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Under 6.2, special council meeting, September 5th, 2017. A motion to approve the minutes, Councilor Fancy. Seconded by Councilor Mews. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing today under 7.0, dangerous or on-site the premises. Under 8.0, economic development, we have nothing on the agenda today. 9.0, corporate services. Under 9.1, we have update to operational policy number 7, smoke-free buildings and vehicles, a recommendation. Councilor Kelly, would you take the lead on this, please?
It is recommended that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the revision to the operational policy 70, smoke-free buildings and vehicles.
Seconder to that motion? Deputy Mayor McLeod? CAO, would you like to give us a briefing on this?
Sure. This is a generally a housekeeping amendment to keep up to speed with the upcoming changes in cannabis legislation. So currently our policy prohibits the use of tobacco products only in the smoke-free buildings and vehicles bylaw, and we will be changing that to the use of tobacco and or other substances such as cannabis products. So it's just a simple housekeeping amendment.
Any questions of councillors? Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, that was the one thing I had earmarked on this particular policy, as well as what Leon alluded to, because I believe that the recommendations from the federal government will be the minimum, and I believe that they're suggesting 5 meters. I'm not sure what it is now, or whether the 5 meters is now, but I know that I believe it was 5 meters is the minimum recommendation. When they made the recommendations to the provinces for the legalization of cannabis, and I don't believe we can be less than what the federal government recommendations are.
CAO?
So, sure. So you're actually talking about the bylaw, the next report, a little bit, and I can speak to that during the bylaw.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's just the policy.
Oh, the policy. Okay, sorry.
Using the vehicles.
Right.
Any other councilor? Councilor Frelich?
And, excuse me, what is our policy at the moment as far as vehicles?
No smoking.
Across the board?
Yeah.
And that is enforced?
Should be.
Okay.
Yes, that's the policy.
Okay.
Staff, the update on this. I've had a few comments that it would be appropriate to monitor.
Approved.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
On the same line as Councilor Frelich, if an employee is sitting in the vehicle not having a lit cigarette, but just has it there, and it appears from perception of anybody watching or looking, they would think that they were smoking, but that it's actually not lit. Is that permitted?
So generally we don't want people smoking, so if they have a cigarette, I don't know.
Whether it's lit or not lit.
Well,
it's no smoke,
not lit, it's not smoking.
I know, but
I think that for all intents and purposes, we'll do some more reminders that
okay.
Respect to the staff that is smoking in this property.
Thank you.
Councilor Fancy?
Again, I think it's getting back to that same thing. I think what happens is over a period of time, whether we talk about Tim Hortons or we talk about our vehicle, everything over a period of time gets lax and people start getting, you know, further and further away, and then first thing you're in the vehicle smoking and things like that. So yeah, I think a good refresher would be a
wouldn't mind to go back to everyone, just let them know where we are.
I would also just like to clarify as well, when we talk about municipal properties, we're talking about open space properties as well. Because we have, and for that reason, we have no smoking at the skate park, which is an open park. People find that weird, I guess, because you're outside, and generally speaking, everybody believes that as long as you're outside, that you can be smoking. But on municipal property, like say in Privateer Park and Centennial Park, is it included that there'd be no smoking on these municipal properties?
CAO? So that is addressed under the bylaw where those are smoke-free places.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, no smoking.
Any other councillor this morning with comment or question? Are we ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We will move on to 9.2, update bylaw 21, the bylaw respecting smoke-free places. Councillor Fancy, would you take your lead on this?
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give first reading to amendments to bylaw 21, a bylaw respecting smoke-free places.
Seconded to that, Councillor Fisk. CAO, would you like to give us an update?
Sure, and I'll also speak to a little bit to the comments from Councillor
Kelly.
Councillor Kelly.
Forgot this already, Richard.
Yeah, so this is again generally a housekeeping amendment. I do expect there's going to be more work required as the cannabis legislation makes its way through implementation. I know that yesterday most of the planning directors in the South Shore were meeting, looking for guidance on land use, on different things, so like you were talking about. So there's still a lot of questions out and not a lot of answers. So there will be further things need to come. This revision generally is fairly simple, where it just adds cannabis, so you can't smoke cannabis in outdoor spaces, or the electronic cigarettes from a functional point. That's the housekeeping items in this amendment.
Any questions or comments of councillors? Hearing none, are we ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Under 10.0, engineering and works, we have something today. Under 11.0 finance, we have under 11.1 cost of living increase, a recommendation. Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to take the lead?
I shall. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a cost of living increase of 1.2% effective the 13th payroll of the 2017-18 fiscal year to all non-unionized, full-time and part-time employees, except Hillsview Acres, as they are directed by the Department of Health.
Seconded to that motion? Councillor Frilly? Director of Finance, Jennifer, would you like to say a few words on this?
So this is in line with the policy, as we do every year. We normally have been looking, we used to have it actually 3% cost of living raise this year, and the last probably 4 years, we've only budgeted for a 2% cost of living, because it's come in kind of under, well under 2% for the last few years. So we've gone with the 1.2 as a recommendation. That's the Canadian, July to July, so the most recent that we were able to search. And previous year it was 1.3, and I believe the year before that it was 0.9.
Any questions or comments of councillors on this issue?
Yeah, what is
Kelly?
What is the, so what was budgeted was 2%. How much was that?
So this is going to equate to roughly $18,000-$19,000 in our budget. So we would have budgeted for 2%, which would have been closer to $22,000-$24,000. Roughly in those, like I said, those that are not union, because the union contract covers their increases, and those do. Doesn't include them because they're, of course, covered by Department of Health.
So the excess for that in the last few years, does that go back into general operating or?
So at the end of the year when the statements are completed, it would be part of the surplus.
Right, thank you.
Any other counselor? Counselor Fancy?
It may be kind of a stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. The does the increase affect the pension plan in any way, and in the sense of that we end up, the more you pay, the more that goes into the pension, which ends up costing us more?
The pension is a percentage of growth.
Right.
So it's 8.8% and 9.8% would be attributed to the pension, so it does affect in generality the pension plan, and that which is contributed to. But it's not a large amount, of course, if you look at $24,000, $20,000 over a year.
Yeah.
8.8% would be attributed to the pension plan by the employee, 9.8% by council. So the amounts that have been included in our budget as part of the benefits line would be the 9.8% from council, so it's still less than the amount that was budgeted.
Okay.
Any other counselor? Are we ready for the question?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? Raise your hands. Thank you. Under 12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities, we have no updates this morning. Under 13.0, Planning, we have 13.1, Road Naming. Recommendation, Councilor Fisk, would you like to take the lead on this and might be by the planners coming forward?
Recommendation that the Council of the Region of Queens, municipality approved renaming of an existing private road from Tucker Lake Road to Nature Road.
Seconder to that motion, Councilor Fancy. Mike, would you like to give some update on this?
Yeah, this is a request by the owner of a private road in the Westfield area. Essentially, the road that's now Tupper Lake Road is essentially a service road to the waterfront subdivision of Lakeview Drive. It goes through the land of the owner, and at some point in time, I believe he intends to subdivide off additional lots off of this road. But there is also in the same community another road named Tupper Lake Drive. So. Just in the interest of emergency service provision and civic addressing and that sort of thing, that the duplicate or similar road names are going to be problematic. So we're just trying to clean that up. So the owner of the road has requested that that be renamed to Nature Road, which there is no similar or duplicate road within our roads database. So it's in compliance. So the request is to rename to Nature Road.
Any questions or comments, Councilor? Kelly?
Just explain the difference between, this is a private road.
That's right.
So is there any cost to the Region of Queens? Do we put up a sign? If it's a private road, why, I just want to clarify why we're helping.
Under the Region's road naming and renaming policy, Council has the authority to approve the names within within its jurisdiction, so that's as per policy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But do we put up a sign? Or?
We do actually have a policy that we will purchase and install the first sign, subject to budget limitations, a private road sign. And right now our budget is used up for those, but next year they can apply. We will purchase and install a proper illuminated.
So as far as on paper or in on the maps or whatever else, it will go through as the new name, but the sign will not be changed for another year.
I guess technically the responsibility for the naming of private roads or the installation of signage is the responsibility of the owner. But council quite a few years ago approved a program where we will, just because of the inadequate signage that was out there for private roads, that they would look at installing on a one-time basis. From then on, it's a responsibility. If the signs get stolen or damaged or whatever, it's a responsibility.
So the owner will put up his own sign this time?
Yeah, in the interim, I'm sure that they will apply next year when, if council consult budgets for that in next year's budget.
Well, we already put up a sign, and now we're changing it, so we paid for his first sign to call it the first name, right, Tupper Lake Road.
I'm not sure that a sign has been sold, because not all private roads have gone through that process, so I don't know whether that one is one that had previously been, so.
Thank you.
Any other councilman? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. Then move on to 13.2, sale of municipal land, former Buckfield Community Hall. Councilman Fisk, would you take the lead on this?
Recommendation that the council of Region 3 municipality enter into a purchase and sale agreement with Michael and Karen Warren for the sale price of the former Buckfield Community Hall, identified as PID number 70131651 and located at 3969 Highway 210 in Buckfield for the purchase price of $4,000 plus HST.
Seconded to that motion, Councilor Fancy.
Yep, sure. Just a little bit of background, I think as you're all aware, what was the Buckfield Community Center was at one time a Buckfield school. And as we've seen on a number of occasions, the former schools get reverted back to the municipality. I guess that was a clause in the deed from the school board to the community hall, was that upon closure of or ceasing of operations of the building as a community hall, the property reverted back to the municipality. So council actually declared this property as surplus, as we had no immediate municipal use for the parcel. And a request for expressions of interest was sent out to determine if anybody would like to purchase the property. Michael and Karen Gorham had submitted a request to purchase the property in the amount of $4,000. And as Leon had questioned this morning, that I guess that price was based off of the comparable facility for the square footage of the building. So that is fair market value of the property and is thus in compliance with the Municipal Government Act. So so with that, the request is to enter into a purchase and sale with Michael and Karen Gorham for the sale of the school for $4,000 plus HST.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Councilor Fisk?
I'm very pleased to see this property has been purchased, and I also realize that the deterioration of the building that this couple might take in their hands to beautify the property and fix it up is nice alongside the great side of the road, 210, and I'm looking forward to seeing it cleaned up.
Any other councilor? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
According to the agreement, I know this isn't a really money-making venture because we as the vendors paid for the migration and the deed responsibilities, but it's actually divesting ourselves of these little pieces of property which really aren't of any benefit to us, which is a good thing.
And removing expenses that we have on an annual basis for that property.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Any other councilor today? Question or comment? Are we ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. Moving on to 13.3, Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw Amendments, Caledonia. Councilor Mule.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to amend Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw to change the zoning of the core area of Caledonia from General Residential R2 to Highway Commercial C2. And that a public hearing be scheduled for October the 5th, 2017 at 7 p.m. at the North Queens Business Center and Innovation Hub, 9793 Highway 8 in Caledonia, Nova Scotia.
Seconded to that motion. Councilor Fisk? Mike, would you like to bring us on that?
Yeah, just as a little background, when the Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw were the regional documents were prepared and adopted back in 2009, I guess prior to when we were doing the development, in the development stage of those documents, the community, I guess the Area Advisory Committee for the North Queens area, kind of went back and forth on what they felt would be the most appropriate zoning for, I guess, the core area of Caledonia. Now, there are quite a few commercial businesses within this area, but there's also as many or more residential properties located within this core area as well. So we kind of went back and forth as to what the committee felt would be the most appropriate zoning to apply to the area. And at, I guess at the end of the day, it was felt that it was more appropriate to zone the area as residential, and that any new commercial businesses that wanted to locate within the area would go through a rezoning process. So as part of the planning documents, the mapping, we designated the areas as commercial under the future land use map, so that that would enable the rezoning of a property that was zoned as the general residential R2. So since that time, there have been a number of discussions with some property owners within that area who wish to operate a commercial business, and not wanting to go through a rezoning process, that the properties or the area should have been zoned as commercial at the time. So we've had a number of discussions with some property owners, as well as the executive of the North Queens Board of Trade. And Councillor Johnson was participated in those discussions, that they feel that it's more appropriate as a way of stimulating commercial growth within the core area to essentially streamline the process by having it zoned as commercial, and thus making it easier for commercial businesses to open up within the area. So in order to do that, the zoning for the defined area is shown on page 3 of the discussion paper, essentially going from, it includes the Gaspar, but essentially going from the Home Hardware out to the Hollow Log on the, I guess, on the north end of the trunk gate. So with what is being proposed, the area would be rezoned as highway commercial, but also the amendments would include a detailing of the residential properties that are located within this district, and essentially recognize as existing conforming uses, so you don't get into a non-conforming use nature. So they're allowed to expand or whatever within that zone. So we're looking at covering that with the additional amendments to the land use bylaw to recognize those residential uses. So.
Any questions or comments, Councillor? Councillor Kelly?
So moving it from R2 to C1, are we C1?
C2.
C2?
Yeah.
How does that now sit with somebody wanting to come in and build residential housing in that area? Then they would have to apply for a development permit to do that, or
they would actually have to rezone that.
Rezone,
that's
right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's 6-1, half a dozen others.
Yes.
Either you want commercial or
yes.
You want residential. That's a challenge.
Councillor Fancy?
No. Councillor Kelly asked a lot about it, but I was going to ask people if somebody wanted to come in here, because it's in zoned areas. The C2, so now you're coming into residential, then you have to ask for a zoning change for that person who comes in.
That's right.
Does that mean that the people who are there still is a residential stay resident?
That's
because
correct.
They're already grandfathered under what they are.
That's right.
But it then in turn doesn't affect the tax rate, does it, by changing from R2?
Well, I guess the tax rate is based on the actual use of the property, not the property is zoned as. So you've got a residential use within a commercial zone, you would be assessed as
right.
A residential. That's use of the property.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Mike, just clarify then, under the highway commercial, that's what C2 is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know in the Brooklyn area is highway commercial as well, and you're allowed residential on top of a business establishment that's below. Does that still qualify? If you build a building and you want a business,
mm-hmm.
then you are able on the top of that to have a residential?
No, absolutely, but yeah, on the upper floor, so your primary use is the commercial on the ground floor.
Primary use, but if you wanted to build an apartment or something above, you could do that, and then you'd be zoned, yeah.
Any other council? You ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. Thank you, Mike. We will now move on to 13.4, community transit. Councilor Frelick, would you take the lead on this?
It is recommended that the council of the Region of Queens Municipality award requests for proposals, business plan development, and assistance with pre-pilot implementation activities, community transit solution to Granite Strategies for the price including net HST of $11,732.17.
Seconder to that motion? Deputy Mayor McLeod? CAO, would you take the lead on this one?
Sure. At budget, in May, council approved contribution agreement with the Department of Municipal Affairs and some funding to work towards two phases of the Nova Scotia TRIP program. Enabling the development of community based transit solutions. And this is the request for proposals to develop a business plan in consultation with the Queens County Transportation Working Group. And we had two compliant bids that came in with bid and budget, committee of staff and delegates from the working group assessed and evaluated the responses according to metrics and solicitation, and have recommended the award to Granite Strategies.
Any questions of councilors, comments today on this? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Once this is done, then this is available to our other outside organizations like Queens Care and those places that are looking at a transit program. Is that sort of a partnership with them?
So they're part of the working group. So Queens Care, BLN, there's several stakeholders, and absolutely they're actually part of building the plan. Their plans for these parts.
Any other councilor? Councilor Frelick?
I think I know the question to this, but all the work that the working group did and the data that they collected would all be given to this group and used to move forward, correct?
Absolutely, and I think maybe one minor update, Mike might be able to correct me on this. The working group has been continuing to meet. We're a member of the working group, we're not the working group in the municipality. The working group is working on moving from being an ad hoc group to formalizing as a society. So as this progresses, they're going to be able to more, they're going to have an organization that will be able to attract funding and put together the next pieces.
Mike, do you have anything to add to this respect?
Yeah, I guess that's the key point. I guess it's the intent. I guess this is the next phase in that development of that project. All the information that was collected initially was form part of the needs and feasibility study that was prepared last year under the TRIP program. So this is the second phase, the second and the third phase of that project for under provincial funding to move forward. It's the intent of the working group to certainly assist the consultants in the preparation of the business plan. I guess the group that we're recommending did the work, the business plan for the transit system down in Shelburne County. So they're a local group that's familiar with, I guess, South Shore, rural Nova Scotia, which is certainly an added asset to the preparation of the business plan. So I think they're the right choice for that.
Thank you, Mike. Councilor Dancy?
I think I've heard you say the words that in order to go forward with this, it goes along with the funding that they can receive. So if they aren't going forward with the stages, then it's going to hold them back from their funding too.
that they are going forward and going through the phases of this, right? So if we didn't do this, they would be they would lose money.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So to qualify for like phase four, phase five funding, which is bigger, they need to go through this diligence process to make sure that the money's going to be spent effectively. So absolutely.
Thank you, CAO. Any other councillors? Councillor Kelly?
Just clarify that the other half of that money that we're the Region of Queens is contributing $6,500. And to get up to the $11,732.17 is in the Department of Municipal Affairs?
Yes, so it's proportional. So the total is $20,650.
Yep.
So it's proportional. Okay, we're under budget.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other councilor? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. We have nothing under 14.0 reports today. Under 15.0 other, we have 15.1 Municipal Youth Advisory Committee. Councillor Kelly, would you like to take the lead?
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality request a discussion paper for the consideration of the establishment of a Municipal Youth Advisory Committee.
Seconder for that motion? Councillor Sprilla? Councillor Kelly, would you like to take this on?
Yes, well, I think we've talked about this previously and in our strategic priorities for the Region of Queens right now for this council is to engage with our youth on, you know, to get their input. I think it's really sort of a no-brainer. It's not just it's a really great idea. It's just it's something that, you know, should be done. They're part of our community, and we should really be taking seriously through all of our programming and our policies and bylaws here at the Region of Queens, our youth input into that. So I think this is a step in the right direction to establish that youth advisory committee so that we can get their input on a number of items and get their point of view on a number of items as well. It's very important to understand how they think because they're the, you know, they're our future.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Councillor Kelly, I know under the term youth, I know that there's always a determination of what age group you're restricting. So is there any specific age groups that you're thinking of?
No, we're hoping that that will come through from a paper, but I know that they've recently just implemented a youth advisory committee in Kings County, and I believe that it's possibly up to 21.
Yes, go ahead.
And we also include, we have a youth component in the Queens Place Advisory Committee, and it's always been very helpful to get different perspectives. So it works well.
Thank you. Any other councillor? Councillor Fancy?
Just trying to get my mind around this. Is it a meaning that we could have a youth on different committees to be part of, or maybe a separate committee that would then in turn talk with other groups, I'm not sure, or I guess that's still on the planning stage.
Yeah.
The motion would indicate a youth advisory committee, but I'm sure that the discussion paper will cover those issues.
Okay.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
From memory, which sometimes fades nowadays, but years ago, I think there was a youth forum that was conducted with members of the Region of Queens and other organizations in the Queens County. And the whole focus of that youth forum was to determine from our youth what, you know, because we think we understand what their needs are, but generally we were way off in left field in a lot of those things. So it's really good to get this kind of thing going because it does engage them, and that's the whole idea of trying to get something like this advisory committee organized. So it's a very good thing.
Councillor Fisk?
With forming this committee, would a council be involved with that committee? Council? A councilor, say they formed a committee, an advisory committee, would the councilor go ahead?
SCAO?
Sure. So through the mayor to council, what I expect the paper will cover is options for council to enhance youth engagement in the community, whether it's through a committee or whether the other options, places on other committees. And as well, you know, if there's a youth advisory committee, what does that structure look like? Does it include a counselor, or is it the youth meeting? And not part of that. So we'll take a look at those things and bring back a paper. We'll also compare what happens in other jurisdictions and see what's effective and what's not around
the reason I brought it up is that I'm thinking the same lines as the planning advisory committee. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I understand. I don't know at this point what we would recommend.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fisk. Any other councillors? Comment or question on this issue this morning? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you very much. We are now to the in-camera session items. A motion to go in-camera would be appropriate.